Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday evening. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, American wealth sets a new record and the weird ways some retailers try to attract customers. Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Americans' wealth hit a fresh record in the first quarter.
Some of the main assets that American households have in their portfolio, stocks and the value of their homes, are going up.
The Wall Street Journal's Neil Shah says the Federal Reserve's latest report on wealth and borrowing trends indicates that while gains from stocks and home prices probably won't be as dramatic as last year, consumers are gaining more equity in their homes.
That's important. I mean, if they want to sell their home, they want to move, if they want to borrow, if they want to get a home equity loan, if they want to spend more. Developments like this kind of show me that some of the economic improvements are reaching more people.
Shah adds that Americans seem to be feeling a little more comfortable borrowing.
Overall household borrowing went up at an annual rate of about 2% in the first quarter compared to 0.2% at the end of last year. So there are some positive signs in terms of Americans being a little bit more willing to borrow.
As we continue, why would a home improvement store sell soap?
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
There's a growing trend among some retailers to sell items you might not expect to see them carry.
Stores like Home Depot, Staples, and Best Buy, they're increasingly selling, you know, everyday consumer products like detergent and soap and, you know, and deodorant.
The Wall Street Journal's Serena Ung says it's all part of efforts to get customers to return more often.
You go to Home Depot to buy a washing machine, so you might go to Best Buy to buy like a new computer. Those are mostly one-off purchases, and these retailers are trying to make people buy things that they have to come back to buy more often.
To maximize the impact, says the Journal's Ung, stores are being strategic about these products.
Home Depot has been, you know, selling trash bags with trash cans, you know, charcoal with barbecue pits, detergent with washing machines. They don't sell things like shampoo because that's a bit of a stretch.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.